here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Hour 2, here on this Tuesday night, and good to have you with us. We've got Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He'll be with us here in just a second. Jay's going to talk about the 125th anniversary of Yosemite. That's kind of cool. Yosemite National Park, a place of great beauty and obviously a place that so many people, Americans and others, have spent some enjoyable hours, if not days and weeks. A beautiful place. A place that I, to be honest with you, I don't know if I've ever been to Yosemite. I grew up in California, and I've camped all of my life. My father was a guy that liked to camp.
Did you guys went camping with your dad?
Yeah, we did. And we went camping and we went fishing, that kind of stuff.
Well, you didn't go to the mountain. Where did you go camping?
Well, we camped at lakes.
See, that's it. Did your father go up into the mountains?
Yeah, we went to the mountains. I mean, my dad, but when we camped, it wasn't about going up into mountains.
Did you own a cabin? Did you have any kind of a cabin?
Yeah, did you have a cabin?
No, we did not have a cabin.
Did you have a cabin?
No, what's the big deal with having a cabin?
Hold on. I'm sorry, Phil, but you know I'm not going to shred my esophagus.
Yeah, I know all about that, Margaret. You and the belches.
You know, you make a big deal out of it. You could just let it... In any event, so you didn't have a cabin. That's interesting.
Yeah.
What's interesting about us not having a cabin?
Usually, upper middle class whites... Well,
we weren't upper to middle class whites. We were middle class.
That's what I said. Upper to middle class.
What does that mean, upper to middle class?
It means upper class all the way on down to middle class.
Well, okay, I mean...
So you didn't have a cabin?
No, we did not have a cabin.
Did you have a trailer?
No, we didn't have a trailer. What difference does it make whether we had a trailer or whether we had a cabin?
See, this is... no one can talk to you, Phil.
What difference? I'm asking, what does it mean?
Well, see, that's what you do, Mr. You go ba 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 ba.
Yeah, you ain't talking good.
What does it mean?
It doesn't mean anything. I'm just asking. Most of the cabins and trailers and things like that reflect an ability to go up to a mountain. That's all.
All right.
Phil, don't give me the squinched eye look, you know, like I'm some kind of a weird ass. Because you just did the eyes where you went, huh, like that?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Okay.
All I'm saying is... Never mind.
Yeah, there we go. Never mind. That's Margaret for you. All I'm saying, and then never mind.
You're not going to listen. I'm wasting my words.
Margaret, I still don't understand. I'll tell you this. We went to the beauty of nature. I don't remember us going necessarily to, quote, mountains. We went to campsites, and we fished, you know.
So you went to a campsite, and you immediately fished, and there was nothing else in your life other than let's go fish?
Yeah, there was other things. You know, we hung out, you know.
Like what?
What is this all of a sudden?
Well, what are you afraid of? What did you do when you camped that you don't want to tell us about?
You got to be kidding, right? You must be kidding.
What'd you do?
Whatever you do when you camp, okay? We camped.
Yeah, okay, so you lit a fire.
Did you light a fire?
Yeah, we lit a fire. We had a tent. We slept in sleeping bags.
You went fishing.
We went fishing.
What else?
What do you mean, what business is it of yours?
So all of a sudden, your camping expeditions were... See, what I'm getting at is this, Phil.
Yeah, you better tell me real fast, because I got another guest that's waiting on this bullcrap.
Oh, it's bullcrap, is it? I'm getting to something very... Last hour, I wanted to sing We Want to Put Our Meat in Your Mouth. If you laugh...
Watch it.
Tell him not to laugh when I... I don't like it when he laughs. I don't like it. Last hour, and now this hour, I'm asking about camping. Okay?
Yes.
What did you do other than fish?
We played cards.
Cards?
Yeah, you played... When I was a kid, man, there wasn't... I mean, you had radio. Maybe you could take a little portable TV if you had a place to plug it in. That was it, man. With no computer, it was nothing, okay? We had a radio, so we listened to the radio. And we played cards. And we hiked, you know.
Ah, there you go. There's something you hiked. Now, when you hike in the woods, you have to go up in a mountain, or what's the... I don't understand.
No, you can be on a flat thing
A flat thing?
Yeah, on a flat piece of... What are you trying to get at here anyway?
I'm saying, did you go into the mountains? You said no. What did you do when you camped? You said we fished and we played cards and we hiked. Now, when you hike, you're hiking. I don't know anything about it because I've never been camping.
All right. Right away, that gives me a whole lot of information. You don't know what you're asking.
Yes, I do know what I'm asking. I've been a journalist all my life. Did you hike up into mountains, yes or no?
You know, I don't like the whole yes or no.
Mr. Holmes is on a phone.
Oh, man, I'm going to kick some ass. I swear to God. Yeah, David, what do you want?
I just want to know when you got to answer a question so you can move on, okay? Now, she's got these questions. She said she wanted to ask you about whether you hiked or not.
I said I hiked.
He said he hikes.
I asked him where did he hike to.
Where did you hike to?
We hiked wherever you hiked to.
See, David, my point is, if there are no mountains, how do you hike when it's just flat? What is that?
That's a good point. What is that about?
What do you mean, what is it about? You're hiking through the forest.
When have you ever hiked on flat ground?
When I hiked in Florida. How about that?
When you hiked in Florida? You don't hike in Florida. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
You're talking about hiking in Florida.
Yes, there's the Florida Trail.
Oh, the Florida Trail. Well, that's the famous Florida Trail, right? Right?
See you later, David.
Oh, come on, man. She's getting donuts, and I don't...
All right, thanks very much, Margaret.
Oh, see, you don't
want... No, I don't want to answer your questions. I've hiked on flat ground. Yes, I have. And when we went to lakes, as a matter of fact, we went to mountains. They were up in the mountains, the lakes that we went to.
Oh, all of a sudden they were up in mountains.
No, not all of a sudden. They always were up in mountains. I just don't remember making a big point out of going to a mountain to go fishing. We'd say, let's go fishing. Oh, where are we going? Going to a lake. Is it up in some mountains? You know?
Well, I didn't think you'd go, is it up in some mountains? I just thought, I'm just wondering, do you remember going up? Do you remember elevation? Do you remember your ears getting plugged up?
No, I don't. I do remember us going up, because as I remember, there was some snow sometimes, okay? But I don't remember us going up. The first time I remember going up, I mean, we would do that when I was a kid, hiking around where I grew up, Arcadia. There were mountains up there.
Did you camp up there?
No, we didn't. We went up there for picnics.
Why didn't you camp?
You want me to kick some ass right now? Because I'm ready to go, man.
Well, what do you want to do that? Why didn't you camp up there?
We didn't camp, man, because it was like 30 minutes away from my house.
So that means what?
It means I ain't going to camp there. I'm going to go home to my house and sleep.
Well, I don't...
You know, you guys are real weird, man. Everybody knows that. But how weird, we're only just now beginning to see the outlines of it. You know?
Oh, so in other words, I'm something like some kind of a freak in the Hubble telescope. Is that it?
Yeah, treat me like that.
That's the way I'm treating you. All three of you, Robert, you included.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did. You're talking, you're asking questions just like her. Oh, did you go camping? Did you go up in the mountains to go camping? Hey, you went up the mountain? Why didn't you camp out there? Because it's 30 minutes away?
Why didn't you? Your God said it.
That's right. I grew up in the San Gabriel Mountains, okay?
Well, good for you, you're mountain people. Wow.
Yeah. Come and listen to the story about a man named...
Get out of here. Ain't no hillbilly man.
Well, you grew up in the mountains, didn't you?
Grew up in the foothills. That's all I have to say about that. All right, we'll be right back. Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. What a waste of time. Valuable, precious time.
What are you going to do anyway?
Good point. Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police coming up next here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Coming up on Sunday, the return of Ted Bell and Steve Bozell's Pro Football Game of the Week, baby. Yes, that's right. Ted Bell, the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills, and Steve Bozell, the crybaby from Corona, California. The two of them together, as they do, the Pro Football Game of the Week at philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and check it out every Sunday afternoon. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. As we mentioned this Sunday, we have the Pro Game of the Week. We also have the L.A. Podfest on Saturday at, 4 o'clock? Bobby Dooley and myself will be at the L.A. Podfest, so get a ticket, get two tickets, get a whole block of seats, whatever, and come out and see the Podfest. See Bobby. Got Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police from the South Bay of Los Angeles here tonight. Jay, welcome to the program.
Excited. How are you doing?
I'm very, very good. You taking the night off?
Well, to the point, we can take the night off, Phil. The Citizens Auxiliary Police not
doesn't ordinarily take the night off. You know, he's got a lot to do, but we're very happy to be taking a night off, you know.
So you're taking the, so you're not, you're kind of half in, half out.
No, we're taking a night off, but we're kind of, yeah.
You're taking a night off?
I already asked him, okay?
I'm telling you, we're not taking a night off, no. We're on it. I'm just at home right now.
You're not taking the night off?
Well, we are taking a night off.
Okay, never mind.
Well, what is he saying? Do you have the night off or don't you?
Never mind. Jay, it's nice to be with you.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to confuse nothing.
No, you didn't confuse anything. You're there and you're on call.
Yeah, we're pretty much on call for anything. As you know, we are not... we formed the Citizens Auxiliary Police a way to sort of take a peek over the shoulder of the regular police to make sure that they're on it. You know, we respect our police. We feel they do a pretty decent job. You know, I mean, we're like a lot of people. We wish they might cut down on the donut stops overnight, you know, that kind of, but what are you going to do, you know? And so...
Well, you know, that's kind of unfair, but I don't want to get on an argument with you about it.
I don't want to argue either, Phil. The fact is, though, we have probably a little bit better understanding of how law enforcement works. So, but nonetheless.
All right, fine. The 125th anniversary of Yosemite, and this is a really special birthday, I think. The National Park System is a phenomenal attribute, I think, of government at a time. Where we criticize government, what's it ever done, what can it do, what's it ever done right, which is a redundant and truly a stupid question, if anybody ever really actually studied history or the history of government. I'm not saying the government's perfect, but the Citizens Auxiliary Police, looking at the 125th birthday of Yosemite, what do you guys, as a independent band of security or law enforcement people, what do you take away from that?
Well, the thing that I noticed, Phil, is we look through news reporting on different events, and we try to ensure that event is respected, and not just from the standpoint of you know, giving it respect. We want to make sure that there's no security risk. I saw a couple articles on a cave-in, and there was a hiker that fell down and fell about 100 feet down and off of a trail. I'm not talking about, I know that there was another one that had, it was very, very bad, that involved a fatality. I'm not talking about those, but I am talking about on any given day, you're going to hear about a hiker who unfortunately is going to have some serious calamity strike him. And we think it's unfair for that kind of thing to appear in the news when there is so much good news to report having to do, for instance, with a national park. I'll give you an example about that. The movie that had the story of that poor young man who got his leg caught, his arm caught in a boulder and had to unfortunately cut his whole arm off, that was in an article, I think it was still playing, or might be on pay-per-view if I'm not mistaken, but it was an article in a local paper on the very day that Yosemite is having 125th anniversary. And I called up, and I know it's not a big thing, but I called up the paper.
What paper was this?
Well, it's one of the South Bay papers down here, the Bulletin, I think. What's the name of that paper, Danny? Danny, what's the name of the paper we saw the guy that cut the arm off? South Bay Bulletin, Phil.
Okay.
I called him up. I said, well, all right, I understand. You know, good for you. Kudos. You know, you got your shot in.
Now, what does that mean, they got their shot in?
Well, I think that there are, in the middle of this budget battle, having to do with government, non-government, like it, don't like it, won't do this, won't do that, there's people taking their shots at government spending. And when you have an ad in there for pay-per-view about a guy that cut the arm off and... you know, it's Yosemite. See what I'm saying? So,
well, I mean, it seems like you're drawing a connection there. You know, I heard a lady say the other night on TV, when she was told once to connect the dots, she said, how do you do that when the whole page is black? What that means is there are so many dots to connect that sometimes there's no dots to connect. The page happens to be black, you know?
Well, so I'm not imagining that. I mean, look...
Well, you're not imagining that you saw the ad. This is Margaret Gray, Jay.
Yeah.
You know who I am, right?
Yeah, no, I know who you are.
Well, then how are you?
I'm fine, but
See, I've been getting a whole lot. Every time I say, hi, I'm Margaret, I get, yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Are you not a fan of Margaret's?
I am not the biggest, no.
Margaret, you're going to have people reacting that way.
No, I understand that, but every time I come on and I say, hi, this is Margaret, I get, yeah, uh-huh. It's very rude.
I'm sorry, Ms. Gray, how are you?
I'm fine, and I know that that's disingenuous.
Well, but I don't know what you want me to say.
Never mind. Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
Well, I already heard the yeah.
Just what do you want to ask him?
I want to ask this. When you talk about a man gnawing his arm off, what is he talking about?
I didn't say gnaw his arm off.
Didn't gnaw his arm. It was the guy that cut his arm. He was a hiker.
It was a movie. It was with Danny on a DeFranco's on the DeFranco.
No, James Franco is the actor.
Oh, The 128 Hours. Is that the one?
I don't know, ma'am, but it was a movie about a guy who had a cut arm off. I think it was his arm.
Yes, it was his arm.
All right, he cut his arm off.
He cut his own arm off, yeah.
All right, I didn't know. I knew that he was responsible for severing an arm so that it could get out of the boulder.
No, he cut his own arm off so he could get out from the boulder.
So it's not to get the arm out.
No, he, I know the story. I haven't seen the movie.
Well, the movie is about a guy.
But let me just tell you what it's about. It's about a guy who had his arm caught in a boulder, and it was wedged in somehow, this boulder being so heavy, and apparently this man had fallen, or otherwise had some calamity affect him or strike him, that he was caught. This poor man was physically trapped in this predicament, physically, and so he had to, unfortunately, in order to save his own life, he had to do the unthinkable for most of us. He had to literally sever one of his limbs. He cut his own arm off. Okay? And you're saying that this film appearing on pay-per-view on the 125th anniversary of Yosemite does what?
I think, Phil, for some of this is fairly obvious. I think what it does is it casts a decidedly negative view of Yosemite and places where there's nature and where you would hike. And enjoy the beauty of the nature that's around you, and enjoy the beauty of the birds and the different wildlife. And you're talking about lakes and going fishing and those kind of things. And I think it sort of ruins it to tell people about a guy, this man, as you say, Phil, is a very unfortunate calamity of a guy getting falling and have his arm cut and have his arm wedged. And I think what it does is I take a second thought. If it was me, and I want to go to Yosemite or any place that's nature, I would have second thoughts about wanting to go in case I am struck with the same kind of misfortune that Mr. Franco, or not Franco, but...
That's the actor that played him.
And who is the real guy?
Yes, what was the real man's name?
I don't know.
Well, it's probably Franco, or not Franco, you just make one up.
I don't really want to make one up, Bud, if that's okay with you.
Well, what does that mean?
It makes difference to me, okay?
Phil, for the purposes of this interview, let's just call him Bob Blow. Not Bob Blow, but...
Just call him Jerry. Jerry. I don't know.
Let's just say the guy, okay? Because we've had three shots at making up a name, and I got Jab Jerry, Bob Blow. How about Bill Smith?
There's too many Bill Smiths.
How about if his name is Margaret Gray?
Are you trying to be cute?
All right. We won't make the name up then, okay?
Well, Phil,
no, we won't make any name up. So this gentleman who had this unfortunate accident, you're afraid people are automatically going to think, I don't want to go to Yosemite because I'm going to fall and get my arm wedged in a boulder.
I don't know what they're going to think, whether they're going to get their arm wedged or not, but I think it is a decidedly negative piece of advertising that goes up against a great day, Phil. If you go through any given day on the anniversary of any national park, when, for instance, the Cumberland Trail, which goes through some of the most beautiful national forests that this country has to offer, and you're looking at the anniversary of the Cumberland Trail, which they had about 5 years ago in Maryland and Kentucky and some of these areas, and you also have on television the late night advertising for Friday the 13th, where there's a cabin,
All right, so you're getting into these horror movies, and...
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, is this respectful?
Hold on, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're going to be back with Jay here in just a moment as he continues discussing with us the anniversary of Yosemite and the fact that while this was being announced, we saw in the newspaper, or he did anyway, an advertisement for the film about the guy who had to cut his arm off that was wedged in a boulder. Does this affect people's desire to visit Yosemite? Would it affect your desire to go to a national park if that same day you saw an ad in the paper for Friday the 13th?
I don't find anything funny about that.
Well, I do. I'm sorry. Would you want to go?
I'm not going to go on a Friday the 13th.
I didn't say go up there on a Friday the 13th. I said the movie. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. It's the Phil Henry Show, and Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is with us here. Phil Henry and you, and, you know, like we say, there's the Phil Henry Show, and then there is radio. Jay Santos with us from his home in the South Bay, and we're talking about the anniversary of the birth, the birthday, if you will, of Yosemite. Jay, as we discuss this, and you talk about media covering this, do you really feel it's the media covering Yosemite's birthday by placing ads for Friday the 13th?
Well, I think what it is, Phil, and I think that the audience probably understand what I'm saying, you know, what we're trying to do is what the Citizens Auxiliary Police is always trying to do is inhibit the individuals from panicking or creating some kind of a disturbance based upon misinformation. If you have the anniversary of what you want to call Yosemite Park, or however you want to say it, you know.
Well, it's called Yosemite National Park, isn't it?
It is the Yosemite National, yes, Yosemite National Park.
All right, well, however, I don't know, you call it Yosemite, however you want to say that.
No, there isn't however I want to say it. There's the name of the place.
You know that's the name of it.
Yes, call Yosemite National Park, is that right?
Yes.
All right, I was just saying, there's, you know, different stroke of different folk, you know?
No, it's not different strokes for different folks. It's the name of the park.
All right, I think we've made the point.
Yeah, I mean, fine. So, you know, I'm just, well, all I'm trying to do is if someone's going to go up there, and you have put an ad in the newspaper that Friday the 13th is going to be on TV this weekend, oh, yeah, 125 years of Yosemite, and I'm going to ask you, what is your, you know, where are you going with that? And you're going to say what to me? You're going to say, well, it just so happens that I put an ad in the paper for Friday the 13th, and I'm going to turn around and say to you, well, that's pretty, you know, what the word is.
Coincidental?
What's that?
Coincidental?
Yeah, it's very coincidental, you know.
What is coincidental?
The fact that Friday the 13th, there's an ad for that. I don't understand.
Friday the 13th, if you didn't see it.
No, we all know that. Are you saying because it features a cabin in the woods?
It's a cabin in the woods, and excuse me, Phil, but, and I didn't do the movie, so it's not, you know, you can't blame me, but they have like a kid that is some level of a mutant, you know, I hate to say it.
Excuse me, but I think that is really uncalled for.
Well, ma'am, if you've seen a Friday the 13th, they have a mutant kid to come up out of the water. Now, you're going to go up to Yosemite National Park on a day that they are celebrating a bald mutant?
They're not celebrating a bald mutant. They're celebrating national... They're celebrating...
You called it, Mr. Henry, the Yosemite National something.
No, I know it is, the Yosemite National Park.
All right, I said just...
No, what you said is whatever you want to call it. It has a name, and Phil's point is they're not celebrating the Friday the 13th franchise, or cabins in the woods where murders are committed.
Well, you said murders commit, and so I think you got to back up on that.
She already did. She corrected herself.
All right, fine.
You know, I mean, I just think this is a ridiculous conversation being had by supposedly intelligent people. Now, you mentioned one other film.
I'm talking about, ma'am, on a day I admire... The Yosemite Park. I'm sorry if I'm not doing it right, okay?
Yosemite National Park. Is that too tough, or...
No, it's not too tough for me. No, sure. Yosemite National Park. Yes, sir. But I'm saying, Excuse me for just a minute. God, I'm taking medication for depression, Mr. Henry, and it does... I'm sorry.
You're taking medication for what?
For depression. I get depressed.
Well, I don't want to make a joke here, Jay. I'm sorry that you suffer from that, but I think that if you got some things correct in terms of your research, you might feel better.
Man, it's not. It's biochemical depression. Got nothing to do with anything you're talking about, okay? Just to make that clear.
All right, that's fine, Jay. Look, we're here to discuss how public safety can be better served, how the public can be better served, how public institutions and public landmarks can be better protected and better served. And to that end, we're discussing Yosemite National Park, which is the name of it. Now, you have said that Yosemite gets a bad rap when it's having an anniversary observed, or its anniversary is being observed, and we see these films like 128 Hours and Friday the 13th.
Yeah, and A Cabin in the Woods. There have been any number of there was another one called it was called, I think it was called Apocalypse, or not Apocalypse, but it was a prophecy was the name of it, and it was a creature. You've had any number of these kinds. Pumpkinhead was another one. You know
what was it called?
Pumpkinhead.
What is it?
Pumpkinhead.
That Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkin? You mean Pumpkinhead?
Yeah, Pumpkinhead. Pumpkinhead was...
What was Pumpkinhead? When he said what?
Pumpkinhead. Pumpkin.
Talk about Halloween.
No, I'm not talking about Halloween.
Well, that's what they have on Halloween.
I know they have that on Halloween. I'm talking about pumpkin.
Would you call it what it is, a pumpkin? What is with this pumpkin?
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, but some people who are lower class and did not get proper education in school because they were stupid and didn't pay attention, or maybe I didn't get, you know, good food, so I fall asleep in class and don't have my lunch, you know?
All right, Jay, that's fine. So you didn't learn correct pronunciation because you were falling asleep because you didn't have a good breakfast as a child. Is that it?
Well, no, that was me. I was raised in a wealthy family, but I'm talking about...
Then you have no excuse.
Well...
I mean, you're calling everything Pumpkinhead and Bidness and all this... Learn how to speak properly, will you? You're not 5 years old.
What a total ass.
Okay, well, that's fine.
God, Mr. Henry, you say that to a guy, make a guy feel like a turd.
Hey, you want to know something? I can't understand what the guy's saying. What do you want from me, all right? I'm trying to do an interview with Jay. I've known Jay for a long time, Jay. And
You've known Jay for a long time, Jay.
Hey, Robert, quit correcting everything I'm doing here tonight. And I happen to know, Jay, that you have a problem with pronouncing certain words. Punkin, boy, that makes that kind of stuff coming out of an adult. That makes me just nuts. You're speaking the English language, all right? Punkin.
Well, I mean, but the point that he made, I thought, that was even more asinine, more ass, just the definition of an ass. Then the way he says pumpkin was drawing these connections between horror films shot in the forest. Is that him?
Is that him calling back?
Yeah, Jay. Yeah, you can't hang up like that. And Mr. Henry, well, he told me you can't hang up.
Give me the phone, will you? Jay.
You know, I realize I'm sorry for what I've done.
Okay, and don't hang up because I happen to have a difficult time understanding you, man. That's why I did. I'm not trying to embarrass you. I didn't know what you were saying.
I said a word, pumpkin. I thought you knew what I was talking about.
Pumpkin?
Yes. And if you do.
All right, I looked up Pumpkinhead. This is a film that was shot in a forest.
Yeah, it's shot in a forest. You better believe it's shot in a forest. It's shot in a forest. And it was about a lady who was a witch queen and everything.
Okay, so what, man? Are you trying to tell me that this is somehow disrespectful to...
I am telling you, Mr. Henry, that if you're going to go to Yosemite National Park and you get a newspaper that you want to use, say, for kindling when you're going to do a campfire, and you glance down at the newspaper and says, hey, tonight we're going to have Pumpkinhead, or, okay, you don't want to call it that, the wolf... I don't know if you saw that they had... There's been every kind of Wolfman movie they ever made. Most of them has to do with the forest, you know.
Okay, so it has to do with the forest. I am arguing, and I am rejecting your basic premise, which is it's disrespectful to Yosemite, to the honoring of a Yosemite, to have a horror movie that was shot in a forest on the very day that it is having its anniversary. I don't think Friday the 13th matters.
Well, Mr. Henry, you have me on as an expert on this, not to debate.
Well, okay, you're right. But if you bring up a premise like that, and that movie, 128 Days, I mean, that's a true story, you know?
No.
Well, okay, so...
So that makes it even worse, if you want to think about it, because now what you're asking for people to do is to go into a forest, well...
You know, I think that it is. I think it's pretty obvious to everyone that if you go into a forest, if you're hiking, if you're in the wilderness and you are enjoying the wilderness, part of the enjoyment is that it is remote, that it is non-traditional topography, if you will. I mean, most of us are walking on the flat sidewalks of the urban and suburban areas that we live in, and so we get up into the forest, we get up there into the onto the hiking trails. It's a non-traditional environment, and we enjoy it that way. And yes, it's dangerous. There are areas that are dangerous.
And not to mention, Mr. Henry, the rattlesnake. If you're on those hills, you're hiking along, and a snake will come out, and you know these rattlesnakes will leap out and bite you. And you've seen reports on that, too.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen any movies about that, okay?
I'm talking about the news report.
Let me. This is what I understand about rattlesnakes.
Are you arguing with me? Or are you taking what I'm saying, and everything?
I think Phil has the right to make to give an opinion.
Okay.
Oh well, don't let me interrupt you. You know.
Well, Mr. Henry.
Rattlesnakes do not leap out and bite people on the legs. Most rattlesnake bites are on the hands and on the arms.
All right.
But what does that tell you?
That they will. You know, go after the hand or arm.
What it tells me is that most people that get bit by rattlesnakes are getting bit by rattlesnakes because they're too stupid to understand you can't reach into a hole or reach for a rattlesnake without the damn thing biting you. People are getting bit on the hands and the arms because they are physically attempting to either manhandle or to restrain or to kill somehow with their hands a rattlesnake.
What? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Mr. Andy?
Are you guys nuts or something? Why do you think a guy gets bit on the hand by a rattlesnake? Because he's reaching for it, because his hand is around a rattlesnake.
I didn't think of that.
Well, now you know.
Excuse me, rattlesnake is on the ground. When you're walking down a trail and a rattlesnake sees it, he's going to he'll leap for it.
He'll leap for it, huh? You talking about the leg?
Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm talking about something higher. If you're going down a trail nude and that thing's swinging around...
All right, hold on for just a minute. You better get that guy under control, because he's flipping his lid now.
Well, they talk about the very, very remote, and this is a very remote possibility that a rattlesnake is going to go for it, you know.
Go for what?
Three guesses. That's what these jackasses are talking about.
Are you telling me that a rattlesnake is going to go...
That's what he said, man, at the ball sack, you know.
Just never mind about that, okay? The Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445, talking about Yosemite, 125 years old. You know, we haven't even said really much of anything about Yosemite. We've been talking about rattlesnakes. We've been talking about Friday the 13th. Oh, man. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. All right, welcome back. Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Steve Bozell and Ted Bell this Sunday with the pro football game of the week here on philhenryshow.com. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the line with us. You have some audio, Jay, of some I know that we've had people injured in national parks. I know that there have been people injured very seriously in very, very remote areas. You claim to have some audio?
We do, Phil. As a matter of fact, we have audio of individual who had contacted us and had fallen from a height of some 75 feet on a hiking trail and had fallen a significant way down the down a side of this trail. It was on the face of the mountain. Now, it wasn't a serious fall, as it turned out, but it could have very well been. And we have the audio of that only because this individual was doing a recording, a video recording of the trail and of the actual hike that was going to be shared with friends a little bit later on.
You have the audio of that?
We have the audio track of that. And we'll play it for you now. So you got that? All right. You can just listen here. Get out of here. Come on, let's go. Yeah. All right, I don't know if you, did you hear that, Phil?
What did you just play?
I played an audio track of the guy fell down on it on a and fell down on a cliff.
Well, he fell off a cliff or did he just fall down?
He fell down off a trail, didn't fall off a cliff.
What I heard was some guy going, get out of here, and yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, that was the gentleman who had sent the tape in. Now, he wants to be anonymous.
You mean anonymous?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Anonymous.
What is she saying?
She said anonymous. Is that the word?
I'm sorry, yes, sir. And the gentleman won't be anonymous because of obvious ramifications from that recording. He sounds like a real fool. I mean, he sounds like a total joke, you know, falling down a cliff.
Well, there's nothing on that tape that indicates to me that a guy fell off a cliff. It sounds like a guy going, yeah, and hey, and...
Well, Mr. Henry, if you fall off a cliff, you don't go, ah, that... I'm sorry, that's not the traditional... That's a non-traditional way...
Did you give his number?
Yeah, I got the guy's number. You want me to call him up?
Yes, please do. And remember that the gentleman is wanting to be, as you were saying, Ms. Gray, anonymous. And
yes, he wants to be anonymous.
Yes, ma'am.
Because my understanding is he doesn't want to be ridiculed.
All right. You can get him on the line, Bud.
Yeah, I've already told Bud to tell the gentleman that it's Mr. Santos calling. He'll know. Then it's. It's all right to go on the air with us. I'm not looking to make anybody embarrassed. I'm certainly not trying to make your job more difficult, Mr. Henry, in doing it.
No, I understand that. I mean, there's been people before who've wanted to be anonymous.
It's ringing.
Okay, so Bud Dickman, who is our producer, is getting this person on the line, and we will talk to this gentleman. And my understanding is we have him right now. Is this the gentleman Mr. Santos was speaking of?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Roy? This is Jay Santos.
I asked you not to use my name.
Okay, that's right. I didn't use...
Well, he didn't use your last name.
Well, I asked you not to use my name.
That's exactly right, and I made a mistake there, but... let's just tell people, actually, that isn't your name. You know, I'm just making that up.
Well, I think that only makes...
I apologize, sir, but I did not give your... I did not give your last name.
He didn't give your last name, sir.
I was saying to this gentleman that I'd sent the recording in.
Yes, sir, you did send a recording in, and I did play it for the people.
And is this the host of the show I'm speaking with?
This is Phil Henry, yeah.
And so when I was on the trail, and I was given many a day hiking along the Mount Wilson Trail, I was given on many a day to stop and admire the beauty. There is a wonderful view from there. And it was at that moment that I felt and still feel that an animal of some kind, which I now identify as that's what they call it in the Himalayas, big beaver.
Talk about Sasquatch.
Yes, sir, the Sasquatch.
All right, so you feel you saw that, sir?
Yes, I feel that I did. When I saw it...
Talk about Big Beaver.
No,
never mind, Bud, okay? It's Sasquatch.
Yeah, that's not what he said.
I know what he said.
Forgive me, I don't... What is... So it's called Bigfoot. Yes, that was the one, Bigfoot. I saw this animal at a distance of approximately 100 yards... I moved to its left, and it moved to my right, and it was obvious that the creature, having spotted me, was now very wary of me. And it was then that we got into what I call, and I don't mean to be offensive, but I call it a Mexican standoff.
Uh-huh.
And the, are you there, Mr. Santos?
Yes, sir, I'm right here. This is the story I did hear you tell.
No, no, I just want you to correct me.
You did say you're a Mexican standoff.
I was in a Mexican standoff.
What do you mean by that, sir?
Well, I mean the animal didn't quite know what to do. You could tell that it was... It had fear in its eyes. It knew that there was something it was going to have to deal with, and that was me. And I can guarantee you, I was not going to move. The trail was mine, and for me to boop up.
You sound a little bit nervous, sir.
Hold on, and get a drink of water. Ask the gentleman. We're going to hold the gentleman over to our next hour, ladies and gentlemen. This is a gentleman named Lloyd. He, on a hiking day up on the Wilson Trail, somewhere in the mountains here above Los Angeles, saw what he thought was the Sasquatch, and he is going to be back with us to discuss further this encounter. As we continue talking here about this, the 125th anniversary of the opening of Yosemite. Interesting story about Yosemite National Park, folks. And this is true. There are people who would go to Yosemite for picnics in the early days and literally see cavalry chasing bands of Native American warriors. At least in one instance, the Sioux warrior Sitting Bull and his warriors chased through Yosemite. We'll be back.